Tonight, I've preached from this text a number of times over the years, and what I'm going to title it is What Faith Looks Like. A lot of times people have trouble defining what faith is. And I think the reason for the healing of the nobleman's son, I think one of the reasons why this is in the Bible, because it illustrates what faith is. And you need to know what faith is. We're saved by faith. Faith in who? Faith in Jesus. The object of your faith has to be Jesus. Now, people have a faith in a lot of things, but with regard to salvation, I want you to hear me. Your faith has to be in Jesus Christ. Amen. That He died for you, that He shed His blood for you. And like we say all the time, people miss it so much. Not only did Jesus die for you, I want you to listen to this. He also lived for you. Amen. He also lived for you because your sins is charged to Jesus, and His righteousness is charged to you. All God's people say it. It takes 100% righteousness to go to heaven, and everybody in this church house knows there's only been one perfect man, and that's Jesus. This is charged to Jesus. So isn't that a glorious thing? Isn't that a glorious thing to have? And we have that in Him. So let's go ahead and get started with this text. You're going to see a good example here of what faith is. Verse 43, now after 2 days, he departed thence and went to Galilee. That was kind of his headquarters. For Jesus testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. And that happens a lot of times, especially if you grew up amongst people. You know, of course, I pastor this church, and I grew up in this church. Usually that don't happen. It's something that a lot of times it don't happen. But I grew up here, and then I ended up being the pastor later on. But most generally, that doesn't happen. Then when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem. And Jesus came into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. That was his first miracle. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. So this is where the message begins at. A certain nobleman, and he had a problem. What was his problem? He had a sick child. Have you ever had a sick child before? I mean, man, it's a frightening thing when your child gets sick. It's a devastating thing. I was just thinking about different times. Remember when little Jeff was little, he got that old vomiting things, vomiting and diarrhea. And that's hard on a little kid. He was just a little baby. Never forget it in my life. Boy, he's about 2 years old, what he was. And he like scared me to death. Just constant. And he looked like a little English sparrow in there, and I was coming unglued. I really did. And so me and Debbie took him up there into the hospital, and we was up there a whole week. We actually slept in the hospital for one whole week because he was scared, you know. And when your child gets sick, it really gets a hold of you. It's a frightening thing. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening here. This man's son he's sick. He's sick, and he's bad sick. And what happens in our text, if you look, it says, and when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him. Jesus was known as a healer. He's known as a healer. So with the shape that his son was in, this man was desperate. Now, remember, it says he was a nobleman. He had some kind of, he was some type of official in the court of the king. So this was a kind of a prominent man. So he had heard of Jesus, and he had heard that Jesus was a healer, and his son was sick. So off there he went to meet Jesus. He wanted something done about this situation. Been a frightening situation. It says, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down. Everybody say, come down. He thought it was a necessity. Now, here's his faith level. He thought it was a necessity that Jesus do what? Had to come down. Had to come down. That's what he thought. Maybe he's seen Jesus heal somebody before, and maybe Jesus touched them or something. I don't know. But he felt in his heart of hearts that he had to come down. In other words, it was like 16 miles away. I think I wrote the mileage down for you. 16 miles away from Cana to Capernaum, where the boy was at. So there's no way of knowing for sure, unless you trusted Jesus, which you could, whether or not his son would be healed or not. Or if Jesus said he was healed, how would he have known? So that's what's going on here in this particular text. Desperation caused this boy, or caused this man, to seek out Jesus. And he was desperate. And when you got a sick child, you're desperate. You want to get that taken care of. And he took that thing, to the Lord. He did. When it says he's a noble man, like I told you in the beginning, this man is he would have been an official of some type. So he would have been a more prominent man. And when his son got sick, he knew the only thing that he could possibly do to get him made whole was to go to Jesus. Now, I want you to notice the level of his faith. Are you ready? This is really going to be a message a whole lot about faith. It ain't going to be a long message. Well, I shouldn't say that. Every now and then I break that, about 99% of the time. But notice what it says in verse 48. Then said Jesus unto him, now notice what he tells him, except ye see a sign or wonder, you won't believe. Everybody see it? Yeah. Except you see some type of sign or wonder, you won't believe. What's that mean? What does that mean? What's he think about this situation? Except ye see a sign or wonder, you won't believe. So if Jesus tells him that it's healed, then he's going to be looking for verification that it's real. Well, I knew my son was healed because the wind blowed up. I knew my son was healed because the lightning flashed. You know, people look for that all the time for something happens and they want to explain it that way. Well, I knowed my son was better because the lightning flashed across the sky and things of that nature. They try to reach for things other than trusting by faith. So they reach for all these other kinds of, and that's what's going on here. And Jesus knew it, because Jesus knew he's what? Boy, it'd be rough talking to Jesus, wouldn't it? Jesus knew his heart. So he knew what he was thinking right off the bat. Because, see, he already wanted Jesus to make that 16-mile trip back to Capernaum. He felt it was necessary. That's his faith level. He felt it was necessary for him to make that 16-mile walk. You got to come with me. He really didn't think that Jesus could just think it. He just really didn't think. He thought that Jesus had to be in the room. He thought that Jesus had to make the trip. He had faith in Jesus, but he kind of had it limited a bit. Jesus can heal from a distance. You know, Jesus heals from a distance even all the way down to today. He can heal from a distance. So he said, unless something drastic happens, you're not going to believe. You're going to have to see some kind of sign and wonder as confirmation to my word. And Jesus' word needs no confirmation. Amen. It's going to happen. When he says it, it's going to happen. So he says, except you see a sign or wonder, you'll not believe. See, beloved, people still doing that all the way down to the day. They're not quick to take Jesus' word for it. So they look for confirmation everywhere else to know the Bible is true. Beloved, the Bible is true. The Bible is God's word. If God says it, then it's going to come to pass. Do y'all agree? It's going to happen. Now watch here then. People do this with regard to salvation a lot. People need to be saved, don't they? They need to trust Jesus as their Savior. But sometimes people go to this extra stuff in order. You know how you know you're saved? Because God's Word says so. The Scripture says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's confirmation enough for me. All God's people say it. We know we're saved, and our basis for salvation is God's Word. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you trust that He died on Calvary for you, if you receive the gospel message, He's promised to save your soul. That's how you know you're saved. Me and you had a talk about that one time. You remember? People's looking for something extra. You know what? I know they got saved because when I went out, the wind blowed across. Or I seen a flashing something in the sky. And when I seen that star go across the heavens, I knowed I was saved. You don't base your salvation on that. You don't base it on the feeling, oh, I was in church and the most wonderful feeling come over me and I knowed I was saved. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but you cannot base your salvation on a feeling or a goosebump that runs up your back. You base your salvation on this book. This is what you put your faith in. You put your faith in Him and you put your faith in what He says in His book. You don't base it on it. You know how I know I'm saved? Let me show you a text. Let's turn to it. Romans chapter 10. How do you know you're saved? Is it from a tingle? When the tingle hits you, you know you're saved? Or are you willing to accept what the Bible says about it? The Bible's not going to change, is it? God gives you His Word. Hear me, beloved. He gives you His Word, and He asks you by faith to accept it. And let me tell you something. That's all you need. All God's people say it. Watch this now. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. How's the Lord save a sinner? Well, let's look at verse 13. Whosoever shall do what? Call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many believe that? Raise your right hand. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, do we got an example of it? Well, we sure do. The thief on the cross is an example of it. He was a lost man. Both of them were thieves. Both of them were sinners, right? And buddy, conviction got a hold of one of them old boys. Old timers called it Mount Zion conviction. That's what they used to call it. I always liked to call it that way. That old thief was convicted in his heart. And he looked, I mean, what could he do? He's on a cross. You couldn't baptize him, could you? He couldn't be saved by all the good things he did, could he? He was a thief, for crying out loud. What in the world? What did this man have to offer? What could he do? Oh, the Holy Spirit convicted that man's heart. And he said, Lord, called him what? I want you to remember me when you come into your kingdom. I don't know why he said, remember, he might have felt like it's too bad to go. A lot of people that way. A lot of people that way. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. All God's people said. He saved him. He washed him clean. He gave him everlasting life. And that's the great thing about salvation, is it not? If you call, He'll save you. My salvation is that I have is based on what? Based on God's word. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if it's a genuine conversion, it'll change you for life. All God's people say it. It'll change you. It'll change you. I love to watch people change, don't you? Now, folks, I worry about people who don't change. When you're born again, the scripture says that old things pass away, all things becomes. You have a change of life. And you're not doing that to get saved. You're doing it because you are. Because you're an ambassador and because you represent Him. So you want to live and conduct yourself in such a way as to bring glory, honor, and praise to Him. Let's go back to our text. Start preaching out of Romans. Go back to our text so we can start winding this thing up. Jesus told this man, except you see a sign or a wonder, you won't believe. Do you have to believe? Do you have to see a sign or wonder to believe what Jesus says? This is what you base it on. You base it on the Word. If the Word says it, it's going to be true. And it's going to happen. You base it totally on the Word. So I don't look for goosebumps or chills or run all. Then you might get chilled sometime. When you hear a song, I'll do that sometime. But I don't base my salvation on a feeling, on a goosebump, or flashing lights in the sky. I don't base it on anything like that. I base it on something that's never going to change. That's this right here. You base it on God's Word. He says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what that means? Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the way of salvation. That's the way of salvation. And that's what you base your salvation on. You don't base it on seeing a sign or a wonder. And that's what Jesus told this man. Unless you see some kind of visible proof other than by faith, you won't believe. Look at verse 49 now. Are you still with me? Let's look at verse 49. The nobleman's desperate. He's 16 miles away. He wanted Jesus to come down. He felt it was necessary that Jesus make the 16-mile trip. So I imagine he's getting a little nervous here. Because he came here to get Jesus. Everybody in the house knows he came there to get him, to bring him 16 miles back to Capernaum where his son was at. Jesus said, except you see signs or wonders, you won't believe. And here's what Jesus does. What's he say in verse 50? Go thy way. Yeah. That's all he did, brother. That's all he did. The wind didn't kick up Uncle Paul. The wind didn't blow. Lightning didn't flash. Nothing special happened outwardly so that he could say, you know what? I knew my son was healed because the lightning flashed. I knew my son was healed because an eclipse happened or something. You know how this nobleman knew his son was healed because Jesus said so. That's all you need. All God's people say it. Because Jesus said so. You know how I know I'm saved? Because God's word says so. Yeah. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be. That's what it says. You call, He'll save you. He'll give you eternal life. He'll wash you clean. He'll give you a home in the Father's house. That's a glorious thing, isn't it? This text is a good illustration of what faith is. Not seeing, yet believing, based on God. You know, I've never seen Jesus. Have you? Boy, don't tell me you did. I get nervous about that. I've never saw him. I know I'm going to. But I don't have to believe him. I don't have to see him to know that he's there. And he's everywhere. I trust him by faith. I believe his word by faith. If he says it, I believe it. I don't have to have any other kind of confirmation. If God's word says it, that's all I need. I don't need any other confirmation. And that's true with regard to salvation too. Sometimes I'll ask people, are they saved? And they'll say, oh yeah, I saved years ago. And I said, tell me about your conversion experience. And they'll say, well, man, I was in church and I started chilling all over. And I knew from that point, I said, you don't base it on a chill. You don't base it on all these things that people like to base things on. You got to base it on the book. I know I'm saved because God's word said so. You say, well, you're being mean. No, I'm not. I want everybody that's saved to know that they're saved because the Bible says so. I don't want them to trust in that sinking sand. I want them to trust in what God's word says. And this is what this book right here is all about. Stay with me. Ready? Verse 50, Jesus said, go your way. Now remember, he told this man, unless you see a sign or a wonder, you won't believe. You're going to have to see or feel something, or you're not going to believe it. Jesus said, wait a minute. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here. My child dies. He's desperate. Now look what Jesus does. Are you ready? Remember, we've been talking all this time so far about trusting Jesus' word. And what he does is he gives you his word and we by faith accept it. All right? Jesus said unto him, here's all Jesus did. This, Lonnie, this is all he did. He looked at him. He wanted to bring him back, right? Remember, he wanted him to make the 16-mile trip back. He wanted him to do that. He don't even go with him. He looks at this noble man, and he said, do you go home? Go your way. Your son lives. I imagine he thought, is that all there is to it? Is that all there is? What did he do? He spoke the word only. That's what he did. He spoke the word only. He said, you go home and your son lives. That's all he did. Lonnie, the wind didn't kick up. The lightning didn't flash. All he had to go on was whose word? When he said, go home, your son lives, that nobleman, that's all he needed. Jesus said he's better. He took off back that 16-mile walk all the way back home. And I don't think you think he worried the whole trip? Going, oh, I hope Jesus told me the truth. You think he did that? No, this man believed. You know why he believed? Because Jesus told him. He said, you go on back. Go on back home. Going back to Capernaum, your son lives. What did he have to go on? Tell me again. Jesus' word. That's what you base it on. You don't base it on all these other things that people try to base things on. You base it on the book. Go home, your son liveth. And you know what it says in verse 50? What's it say? What did he do? He believed. You see it? He believed what Jesus said. Jesus said his boy was healed. Guess what, Lonnie? His boy was healed. He took off back the way. He went back home. Yay, man, I would be, wouldn't you? I'd be in a hurry to go back and see him. Made that long trip back. Now watch this now. And the man believed the word of Jesus spoken to him, and he went his way. Now, do you think he worried the 16-mile trip back going, oh, I hope Jesus... No. He knew Jesus he believed Jesus' word to him. You think he worried all 16 miles back? Nope. He trusted Jesus. Oh, my, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Verse 51. Now, watch what happens now. And as he was now going down, his servants met him. And he told him, here's the confirmation. Well, I guess the servants got kind of happy when they seen his son was better, and they took off after him. So they meet on the way back. As he was now going down, his servants met him, and they said, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour that he began to amend. And they said, "Yesterday." They said, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." Now watch this. So the father knew that it was at the same hour. It was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, "Thy son liveth." All God's people said. He said, that's the same time that Jesus said it. The moment Jesus said it, he was made whole. The moment he said it, he was made whole. Now, we can't quit yet. Something big happened right here, too, that we don't want to miss. The father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, "Your son lives." Now watch what happens here. His son was living, right? His son was made whole by Jesus. And himself believed. And the whole house. That's what happened. Himself believed. And the whole house believed. Salvation came to that house right there. Through that miracle, the Lord reached and touched this father and then touched a whole household. Isn't that a glorious thing? How did he know his son was healed? Jesus said so. Larry, how do you know you're saved? By faith. In Jesus Christ. How do you know you're saved? What are you basing on? Word, the scriptures. They tell you you're saved. You're saved by faith. Faith in who? Faith in Jesus. You got to have faith in the right object. If faith's in the wrong object, it's not saving faith. Has to be in Jesus. The death, burial, resurrection, the gospel message of Jesus Christ is where the object of your faith must be. It can't be in anything else. It has to be all Jesus. If it ain't all Jesus, then it's not Jesus at all. Has to be that way. Well, Pastor, don't you believe in doing good works? Yeah, we do good works. We do good works because we love Jesus. But our good works isn't what saves us. You couldn't do enough good works to get saved. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit works in you, and that's why it says, with anybody being in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. Old lifestyles you used to live, old ways you used to carry on. Old things pass away, all things become new. Lonnie, you're new. You're new. Isn't that great? Yeah, boy. He makes all things new. So how did this man know that his son was healed? How was it again? By faith. Not seeing, yet believing, based on God's word. You know how I know I'm saved? God's word says so. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's who you based it in. And that's how you know you're born again. All God's people say it.